Hi.
Hello.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Well, first of all, how are you?
Good.
That's good. And you?
I'm good, too.
Thanks. And you, my friend?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Yes.
Well, actually, kind of bad.
Why is that?
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, we can get into it later.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
we'll get into it later.
It's all right. He's just going to bitch about his glasses again.
Come on, man.
Always bitching about the glasses.
Well, always his glasses.
This is the Misfits Podcast, and it's rated 5 stars on YouTube by Juan Oliveira. He says, fucking hate everyone in this show and can't stand y'all. Love Juan. So,
at least he sends his love.
Yeah, and he rated us 5 stars. So, yeah. You know, whether he likes us or not, he rates us very highly.
Yeah, I enjoy the show, but hate all of you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Toby. This is Toby.
Oh, I'm here. I'm Toby.
He's present. Matt's here, present as well.
Yeah, present.
And Swagger's here, and he's got a present for you, the audience, right now.
Oh, sorry. I realized I didn't say present.
Yeah,
sorry. Present.
Well, you're present.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
And Swagger?
Yeah.
Yep. What'd you have to say?
Oh, my day is going awful. My day, I'm having a fucking awful day.
Yeah, well, tell me about that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you present?
I am present.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I am present.
Fitz, are you present?
I'm present.
Just had to mark it down.
I'm here. Yep. Okay. No, we're all here.
I'm present in case you miss me.
No, I got you.
Definitely got you. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, we can carry on now.
No, you cannot go to the bathroom.
Me, Fitz, Ryan, and a couple others went out drinking spontaneously last night. I got back to Ryan's house really late. Everybody leaves. I took a dab and I was off my face fucking disabled. And I could not get an Uber home. It was like 4:30. I just decided, fuck it, I'll just sleep over. I'll sleep on the couch, no big deal. I sleep.
It's
I
not
wake
a big
up.
Deal at all.
It isn't.
Yeah, it's
I wake
a pretty
up,
small deal.
I wake up, 11 a.m., where are my glasses? I can't see. Let me try to find them.
Do you normally sleep with your glasses on? Or?
No, off. Of course,
off. That makes sense. So normally you wake up and think, I can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this day was different.
Well, this day was different because I went to reach for my glasses and I couldn't find them. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'll find them whenever. And then I went back to sleep. And then I wake up to Manuel, Ryan's personal assistant, yelling at one of their French bulldogs.
Which one was it?
Pepsi.
Ah,
it was
a little
Pepsi.
Peppy.
The middle child.
Yeah, the middle child. Mm. The fucking dysfunctional snaggletooth piece of shit.
Okay.
He fucking chewed.
That's a bit rude.
He chewed up my glass. He destroyed my fucking glasses.
Mm.
He popped out both the lenses. There were teeth marks in both the lenses. The fucking things that hang over your ears were completely chewed off, so it was wire.
Mm.
I tried to put them on to see if it would work, and it just sliced my face.
That's not good.
Yeah, it was fucking awful.
I heard Pepsi was calling you a nerd while he was chewing them up as well.
I was so mad. I was so fucking upset. Then we just decided, like, Manuel was like, fuck it, we'll take you to an optometrist and we'll get you fitted. So we went to, like, Specsavers or something. Mm. And I remember going there and being like, well, I have the lenses, so they can just, you know, test the lenses and then get my prescription.
Maybe then they would send you lenses that had bite marks in them,
yeah,
thinking it was your prescription.
Paste them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my backups.
Yeah, these are great specs.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't see shit.
What are the specs?
Well, the glass, you can see through them.
Yeah.
Kind of got lenses on them. I don't know.
Okay.
Shut the
Why
fuck
make
up.
It such a big spectacle out of it? Come on.
Oh, good
nice,
one.
Nice.
Good one. Good one. So you got some new glasses now.
No. I had to go to the optometrist, and the one thing that I hate the most about getting glasses is having to get the whole fucking eye exam.
Yeah.
Having to go through 20 minutes of just bullshit, like, is it one or two? It's one. Is it one or two? There's no difference. Is it one or two?
One.
And, you know, that whole thing. But
and then you second guess, and you're like, well, what if two was better? One was better in the moment.
The thing is, like, I asked them, can you just get my prescription from these lenses, and then from there, I can just pick out frames and we're good. And they're like, well, we could, but we're not going to. And I was like, why? And they said, well, we need to get you on file. We need to make sure your eyes are healthy and all that. It's like insurance or whatever. And I was like, yeah, okay. But I just, dude, there's this one fucking part of the eye exam that fucks with me every time. There's actually two parts. The first one is when you have to look into a little machine and then you have to focus on a green dot.
Oh,
and then it
yeah.
blows fucking air
this shit's so
into
weird.
Your eyeball and it sucks and I hate it. It doesn't hurt,
terrible.
But I'm a pussy and it shocks me every time. And then the other one was when they put your fucking chin on a rest, and then they have these crazy lights that they put around your eye, and then they put lenses in front of your eye so they could look inside your eyeball to look at the optic nerve and shit. And they were doing that. It was pitch black, but the lights are going into my eye, and they're telling me to look around. And I'm seeing all of the blood vessels and all the veins in my eye around my vision. It was like I was shot in fucking Call of Duty, and the veins are going around my vision. It looked like I was fucking bleeding.
My least favorite part of the optometrist is when they put your chin on a chin rest and then they put their dick in your mouth.
Oh, God.
The worst bit.
Have you considered biting down?
Well, they ask you not to.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to. I need my glasses.
I'll do whatever they say.
No, he's just doing his job, Fitz.
You ever gotten to a staring contest with an optometrist? Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
They're
just like, all right, here's your eye exam. They just stare at you. And you're like, what? They're like, I won. All right, let's try again.
All right, your eyes seem good. That's
literally how they test you. How long can you go without blinking? You guys good at that?
Really good at that.
I'm terrible at that, man. Like, really? My eyes get moist immediately. Yeah. And I start crying.
No, you mean the opposite of moist? They get dry?
No, they get moist because I'm crying. You know, I'm compensating with moisture.
Okay.
It's not because I'm, you know.
I got a secret trick when it comes to staring contests.
What's that?
You know how it's like what usually makes you lose the staring contest is that your eyes get really dried out. Mm-hmm. If you just, you know, your eye starts to sting, you just kind of squint. And then you move your eyes like in a clockwise or counterclockwise like rotation, and it'll like go into your eyelid and then coat your eyes.
I'm just
with
the and it doesn't count as because the staring contest you have to stare at them.
Yeah.
So if I do this, then I'm fucking breaking the stare. Surely.
That's a great point.
That's like a cheat code. You're trying to like get the other person
it's just
to
like
laugh.
Keep
like,
you, or you know, so you keep your eyes open is the whole idea. Staring ends when you blink.
So if you just fucking like roll your eyes in the back of your head, you like just stare at them like that.
I wish that we resolved all human conflict with staring contests.
Staring contests.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of soldiers get together on a field.
That's kind of
stared real hard.
Right. So like that's kind of what Maldives do at the start of the fight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, when they do a haka and they go. You know,
well, that's but more of like a
well, they did that
song and
they
dance.
They did that in the Civil War. Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes.
Wait, really?
So obviously there was some staring involved.
Right. Maybe we used to paint the whites of their eyes black.
He's too cute.
just to avoid
like a
that.
Chimp.
I wish that you know, like Pokemon, the video game, you're walking around and just trainers just come up to you and just aggressively want to fight your Pokemon.
Hey, you want to fight, kid?
Just that. I wish that just happened in real life, except with staring contests. You'd be walking down the street and someone just pops out of the tall grass.
Exclamation mark above your head.
It's like, you fucking loser.
You're paranoid.
I challenge you to a battle.
You're paralyzed.
Yeah. And you throw potions at each other. I don't know. These are just fantasies that have been kicking around.
Throw potions at each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking understand Pokemon.
I mean, if you spat in someone's eye, would that help them in a staring contest or hinder them?
Probably hinder them.
Yeah.
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 But it would also lubricate their eyes. So.
It's true, but it would probably also make them blink.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's a bit of a 50-50. If they're really tough and they don't blink, then that's impressive and they're just getting a little bit of help.
Well, what's going on, guys?
I went to get a haircut today.
That's cool, man.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah,
look at your hair. It's all messed up. Look
that's
at that.
A shame because last week on the podcast, that person said they liked how you did your hair.
Yeah, they did.
And they've gone and done a haircut. It's almost like you didn't like
them. Yeah, but no, here's the thing. I went in today and I was like, hey, I'm ready for my cut. And they said, what's your name? And I said, here's my name. And they said, well, we should check this. And then it turned out that it was actually next week.
That is interesting.
So yeah, just another piece of shit thing to happen.
Wait, so did you still get your hair cut?
No.
Must have been awkward.
He said, come back later. I was like, really? I was like, you can't just trim my hair? There's nobody. There's literally nobody in here. And they're like, no, you need a reservation. I was like, okay. Thank you.
You don't hear about struggles like this in the paper. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's all about fucking so-and-so was murdered.
Yeah.
So-and-so robbed the bank and the economic collapse.
Somebody needs to catch this so-and-so guy.
True.
Jesus Christ.
True.
On
Swagger Souls didn't get his hair cut.
Yes.
Swagger so-and-souls.
So-and-souls. You can sew them together. And then you have two souls, but they're one.
That's kind of beautiful.
Yeah. That's what marriage is.
It's all parents. We sewed our souls together. We sort of just limp around now.
We combined assets.
That's what Bill and Melinda Gates did. And then someone came up and they're like, oh, you need me to cut that thread for you? And Melinda was like, yes, please.
He's still got a bit of Bill Gates' dead skin hanging from her foot to this day.
Yeah. And also his money. Wait.
And all his money. Lobster diver swallowed by whale.
What? Where's this coming from?
Lobster diver swallowed by whale.
What is this, an article?
Josiah Mayo was enveloped in the mouth of a whale for about 30 to 40 seconds. Packard, twisted, turned, and coped with an agonizing pressure on his legs. He could feel the whale's forceful head shakes. He was in the mouth of a whale.
I wonder what it's like being in the mouth of a whale. This is why there's whales.
There's whales on the screen. Whales are massive creatures.
That's really foamy water.
Quite big.
I like watching YouTube videos that are like, what if these prehistoric giants were around today? And it's 10 minutes of them just being like, they're really large and they'd probably kill people.
Yeah.
Could our military defeat them? It's like, yeah, probably. But
okay. Well, that's good.
Well,
to
maybe
know.
Not theirs, but ours would.
This is unrelated.
They couldn't even kill emus.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck?
What do you think it's like inside a whale's mouth? Like,
roomy. Dark. Yeah, very dark.
But probably quite roomy. Probably
they don't have teeth, do they?
No, they have it's like gristles, like a toothbrush kind of deal.
Dude, could you stand up fully, do you think?
Could you in a whale's mouth? No.
Oh. What? Well, how big is a whale mouth?
Well, it's
enough to swallow a guy. Sure, they could stand up in a whale.
Yeah, but your mom swallows guys all the time.
Listen, the point is, this humpback whale swallowed a lobster diver whole and spit him out.
Did the whale mistake him for a lobster?
I don't know. Well, he was on...
Was it a lobster that was diving?
It says here he was on the ocean surface on Friday. He was watching the bubbles that emerged from his fishing partner's underwater breathing gear. And the bubbles suddenly stopped, and then an explosion of white water erupted from the sea.
Mm.
And he wasn't sure what he was witnessing.
White water.
A burly fish thrashed before him for a split second. He thought it was a great white shark. Turns out it was a humpback whale. That's what he's saying here.
Interesting.
And that whale just snatched him right up into his mouth.
He was inside the mouth.
White water is really, really dangerous because it's mixed with air. So that way you actually sink. You can't float in white water. And also it's privileged.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is even more horrendous.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That white water. Just tell him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's too much whitewashing.
Yeah, way too much.
He says he likes to think of the whale as a teenager or a puppy. It probably doesn't know what it was doing too well, he said. He's very forgiving to the whale. He's like, I was a young whale. He didn't know he was trying to eat me.
Fucking teenager fucks up. You're not going to be like, just a teenager being a teen.
If a teenager ate me, I'd probably think it knew what it was doing.
Exactly.
That's true.
So how did he escape?
Well, I think the whale kind of just put him in his mouth and shook him around a bit, and then he sort of just got flung out.
Yeah, the whale will just spit you out.
Yeah.
Do whales spit? Like, actually spit?
They'll quote-unquote vomit. They'll open their mouth and just exhale.
Is whale vomit really pricey? Or is that whale cum?
No, it's whale... it's like guys. It forms in their stomach lining.
They use it in perfume
lining.
Or something.
It's called... What the fuck is it called? It's like egress? Egress?
Egress or something, yeah.
Yeah, egress. Yeah, these fucking people off the coast of like second world, third world country, like found a fucking dead whale carcass, and they were like, "Oh shit, it's gold!" And they just fucking started hacking into it, getting into its stomach, and then they just took out like it was millions of dollars worth of egress.
It's not egress, but it's something similar.
Yeah, egress sounds like my great aunt or something.
Ambergris.
Ambergris. There you go.
What was it?
Ambergris.
Ambergris.
Yeah.
Ambergris.
Wait, so how valuable actually is ambergris?
Might be ambergris.
Whatever it is.
One article here is stating that an 8-year-old boy discovered a $65,000 piece of whale ambergris.
I think I've heard about that shit. Yeah. Was he in Australia or New Zealand by any chance, this boy?
What did he buy?
Somewhere on Earth.
Fortunate son.
If you were 8 years old and you stumbled across 50 grand, what are you spending your money on?
A lot of bubble guns. Fucking all the Nerf guns.
A financial advisor and a lot of cryptocurrency. No, I'm 8 years old. I'm buying the ice cream truck for sure.
Okay, that's
I just found one Bitcoin.
I want to employ the ice cream truck driver and make him work for me.
Yeah.
Make him just make me cones all day.
If you had $50,000 as an 8-year-old, you'd probably think that that was enough money to keep you going forever.
Yeah.
It's like give up died, in school.
Yeah.
You're just like, you teachers can't tell me shit.
Although,
I make more than you, teacher.
Just paying your schoolmates to just do shit for you.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was the opposite. I thought that like $1 million wasn't that much money. I thought really? That like everyone that had like just normal people working a 9-to-5, they made like $1 million a year. I just thought that was a thing because I just didn't know what the really? Value of money
really
was.
Really speaking wow. from a world of privilege right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. No, I'm not saying that my family was making that kind of money. I just didn't know how much money people made.
You told me, here's $1 million. Buy yourself an ice cream.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And I don't know if I have enough.
Every time I go to the dairy, which is like a convenience store, I guess.
Corner store, milk bar,
yeah. I would, you could go up, drop a stack, 10 G's.
Right.
I'll have, how many
gummies does this buy?
How many mixed lolly bags can I get for that, please? Yeah.
Probably about 1,000, you know?
What, you reckon they're $10 each?
No, it depends on the size of the bag.
Well, yeah, some of them are $1 lolly bags.
It's a terrible investment buying that much gummies as a child.
Yeah, I know. How long do gummies last, I wonder?
A long time.
Could you have a lifetime supply of gummies that you buy at one time?
Maybe.
Would it go on?
No, you
just
go on.
Then you just always have to have a gummy cupboard in the house.
Yeah,
that is just filled with gummies.
You would be integrating like candy into your diet regularly.
Would you turn into a pig?
Yeah.
What is a Spirited Away? What the fuck?
No, because that's what gummies are made out of.
Oh.
No, like pig hooves, right? Pigs,
man, trotters, like bones and shit,
and teeth.
Like pig horse trotters. Is it horse?
Yeah.
Oh. There's all kinds of bones and mush. And whatever else goes in there. Sugar, syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm interesting. Feel like a gummy. Wow. Anyway, this lobster swallowed a man, all right?
No, it was a whale.
A whale swallowed a lobster man. Get your fucking facts straight.
Look, this is CNN, Fitch. And I'm Karen.
Look, the thing that I find most confusing about that story is why was he diving for lobsters on the surface of the ocean? Lobsters are on the ground.
What?
That's why he was diving.
It's deep sea caging, bro.
Okay, but if he was on the ground actually looking for lobsters, then the whale would have been nowhere near him.
I think there were
ulterior motives here.
They were diving together. One of his friends was down on the bottom scooping up lobbies.
Look.
And he was on the surface having a breather.
I think he was selling drugs.
Was it right outside the fishing guild?
What?
Yes.
Oh, he's getting lobbies.
Had to make a fisherman pie to get in there, huh?
Mm. Yeah, he was dealing drugs because they were rock lobsters. You know,
they
like crack.
Rock.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, all right. What's next on the news?
On the news, guys. Guys, it's a hectic day in the world. Hackers stole 780 gigabytes of data from EA.
That's not that much.
Oh no, they're gonna know the loot box eyes.
Look, I don't know what this is about. Messages on forums indicate that the hackers took 780 gigabytes of data. That doesn't really sound like that much.
Or of like user data
in the grand scheme of things.
That's like two
EA
games.
Servers and have full access. FIFA 21 matchmaking servers. What? They also purport to have much more, including the source code and debugging tools for Frostbite, which powers EA's most popular games Battlefield, FIFA, and Madden.
Wait, so, Frostbite runs Madden and FIFA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's their engine, so I guess they're just kind
of
do it
that
for
means
everything.
There's going to be a bunch of hacks when the games come out.
That sucks.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
have any of you guys ever bought hacks?
No. I've downloaded them before.
Yeah.
But when I would have been 10.
Mm. What was it for?
Minecraft. It was the Notice.
Hacks,
it was Notice. Notice client. So I would fucking get
what
ESP.
Does it do? Oh, ESP.
It was
okay.
ESP, aimbot. You could fly hack.
ESP means you can see people through walls, right?
Yeah. And they had chess ESP too, so you could see chess everywhere.
Oh
so I would play Mind Z with Notice and just find where all the chess were.
Wow.
And ESP.
What is Mind Z?
It was like DayZ Minecraft shit.
Do you build in it?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's
survival.
Just a big survival thing. I used to hack in TF2.
Oh, yeah?
Just for a couple weeks. I could see everyone through the walls. It was kind of the best. And then I was like, okay, now this is boring.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, always the conclusion when it comes to hacking in video games. Most of the time, you just want to try it.
You
want to see what it's like.
You want to know the story of how I fell off with cheating? How I learned that cheating is a loser mentality?
Sure.
I was playing a fucking Legend of Zelda game on my DS, and I had a, I think it was like a Game Shark or some shit. It was like a Game Genie, something that I could like hack into the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was in like a dungeon part of the game where I needed a boomerang to hit a fucking thing. Mm. And I did a hack that gave me everything, but it gave me everything except for the boomerang. So I soft locked myself, and then my kid, like my game, it was useless. And I spent like fucking 2 weeks playing it. And I fucked myself, and I remember crying, and my dad coming downstairs being like, son, what are you crying about? I was like, I ruined my life. I ruined my life. He's like, what are you talking about? I can't play my game anymore. I broke it. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I cheated. He's like, well, now you know that cheating in games is not good.
It's not fruitful in the end. Absolutely not. What about you guys? You ever hacked before?
I got money for cheated. Myself in GTRP. I mean, not GTRP, just GTA Online.
Yeah.
Because nice. that game, Rockstar built that game as just a money farm for themselves. Sure. It's like every time a new update comes out for GTA Online, it's like, okay, so you know how the new cars used to be 100,000? Well, now they're 10 million. And to make that sort of money, you have to work for 60 hours in game to get one car.
You actually have to get a job in GTA.
Yeah, so I was just like, nah, fuck this. I just want to fuck around. So I gave myself $2 bill.
$2 bill?
Mm-hmm.
And was that liberating or boring?
Well, it was liberating for a little bit. And then I was like, well, now there's just no reason to play the game. It has no substance.
Do you think that's what it feels like to win the lottery and just get like $200 million? And you're like, oh, this is extremely liberating.
That's so interesting.
I've already beaten the game. I'm very depressed that my family all want money.
You realize the game fucking sucks.
Yeah, I guess then you would just be what do I do?
You win 200 mil after tax. You still probably got just about 100 mil. You could probably give in every Australia, member of your family $1 million.
That's
and they
a terrible
leave you
idea.
Forever.
In Australia, taxed.
They will remember that forever. They'll be like, man, remember when he gave me $1 million? I wonder if he still got some more.
Yeah, but then I can say, fuck you, I already gave you $1 million.
That's true. I mean, you just got to stand up to them. But they'll be like, come on, man, you got so much more.
I wonder if you would get to a
point.
Don't
you love us, man?
Where you've done everything you want to do. You've bought everything you want to buy. And you just buy it. And you're just kind of like, well, what do I do now? There's nothing left.
And that's when you buy an island in a jet. A lot of children.
Or a rope. And you crush your teeth up into paste and go into the woods.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. No, exactly.
Dog collar.
Absolutely. No, you have to figure out a different end game, I suppose.
I don't know. It's just like, villain. You know, imagine retiring in your 30s with millions of dollars. Like, what would you do? I would just get a bunch of hobbies.
Yeah.
I just get a bunch of gobbies.
Yeah.
Different women.
That's a good hobby. Mm. For sure. Mm. For sure.
For every drug there is, you can afford the habit.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but some of the drugs.
Afford the habit.
Some of the drugs
can afford the best rehab.
It.
Just about a year long bender, be like in your back of your mind, like I can afford the best rehab. I'm gonna be fine.
That's a really interesting idea.
Just intentionally. Yeah.
Can someone sponsor this? We want to do this for a year. It's a Netflix show. The Misfits take every drug for a year go to rehab.
Like in Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, we just try every drug and document it.
Yeah.
You think
that could be interesting.
Yeah, but
no, that
I'm not going to do it, but that could be very interesting.
Fun. I'll do like all the fun ones.
I'll do it if Netflix gives me $1 million.
I'm not going to be cracking open fucking benzodrinks and drinking it.
What drug lasts the longest?
Probably saying psychedelics, right?
I think meth, that lasts days.
Yeah, but...
Meth lasts days?
Meth lasts 24 hours, I'm pretty sure.
Really? If you just take one hit?
You won't sleep for
a
week
on that
shit.
You have to take, but if you take enough meth, and I don't even think it's that much, you'll be up for 24 hours. Mm. Or you'll feel high.
Mm.
It probably starts declining around 12, but I don't know.
I just want to take crocodile, dude.
Do you think, you know how actors sometimes have to put on a lot of weight or lose a lot of weight for a movie role?
Yeah.
If you're playing a drug addict, do you think any actor would just be like, fuck it, I'm just going to get...
Enough actors method act to that degree. Johnny Depp would do similar things. I think he played a character that was like struggling with alcoholism and then he just started drinking.
Yeah.
That
character was a pirate. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, to get into character for Captain Jack Sparrow. He used to rob people and pillage and rape cities.
Jesus.
No, he never raped.
That's
it's
what pirates
like fucking
did.
Johnny Depp is pillaging and raping. He's just getting in character, let him do his thing.
Can you imagine that?
Fucking sailing the Caribbean. That sounds pretty cool.
Although Captain Jack was never that sort of pirate. He was more of a whimsical pirate.
Yeah. Is it Caribbean or is it Caribbean?
I always said Caribbean growing up until I heard that Lonely Island song.
Yeah.
Where they were like, we're the pirates of the Caribbean. Mm. You know that one?
Yeah, but Caribbean sounds nicer.
Yeah.
Come on down to the Caribbean.
Don't do that.
Come on down to the Caribbean.
Not that kind of works. Not that off immediately.
I was just trying to come with the jingle.
The tourism agency.
Yeah, we know they need that.
Come on down to the Caribbean. Like,
still drums in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Jaime.
Sunny beaches and bananas.
Jaime, Caribbean or Caribbean?
Whale swallowing.
What?
Whale swallowing.
Oh, whale swallowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't type that into your search bar.
Whale swallowing.
It'll just be fucking pearl sucking eyes.
Oh my God, your dick's like a whale's.
Really, really strangely proportioned and bumpy.
Is that a joint in it? The fuck?
I wonder what animal has the weirdest dick.
Geese. Oh, we've talked about this before.
Did we?
Really?
Geese got...
Are they the ones that have spiky dicks?
They got the spiky barbed corkscrew cock.
Mmm, spiky barbed corkscrew cock.
Oh my goodness. Yep. Yeah, geese just have a certain energy around it. It's like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, geese just look like they can take whatever they want. I reckon if geese were a little smarter, they could run the world.
You reckon?
Who run the world? Geese.
They're fucking terrifying, dude.
Yeah.
You get a SWAT dude, you know, some jacked dude who's used to fighting off wanted criminals.
Right.
He's walking in the park with his son. He sees a geese. He's like, nah, fuck that. He runs.
Really?
Yeah, legally they have to.
You haven't seen people, like, just grab a goose by the neck and just have him throw him around?
I think we associate with different people.
I guess the thing is people don't want to hurt an animal.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's probably what's scary about geese. Like, I don't want to hurt the goose.
Nah, if a goose fucking charges me, I'll grab it by his little stupid neck and I'll give it a little...
Yeah, but we already know that you love killing animals.
I don't love it. I do what I have to do in self-defense.
Yeah,
the fish was coming at me, officer.
Those fish are really dangerous, huh?
Hey, man. Geese could hurt you.
Yeah, a goose could hurt you.
It could, bite you. Pluck your jugular, femoral artery. Like, you need to defend yourself and your family, which
how
is
much
why you should always carry a gun.
True. But how much damage could a goose really do?
Well,
I'm not going to sit there and find out, Toby.
Yeah, but I am genuinely curious. How much damage could a goose do?
Well, probably
2 to 3 points
a lumen amount.
You reckon?
Yeah, especially on a PR front. They're just fucking... It will spread plenty of gossip about you, Toby.
It'll probably do 6 to 10 HP per tick.
I didn't get that joke at all.
Honestly, neither did I. I was trying to formulate it while saying it, which is why I started talking
slow.
No,
that's fine. That's fine. You know, I was just trying to find... I thought there was something clever in there, and I was like, damn, I'm just dumb. I don't get it.
There very rarely is. But if you wake up and there's a goose in the house,
right,
and you don't have a gun, and you have maybe kids or a wife... You know,
yeah.
And what do? Do you
I try
to
chew it out?
Do you handle it yourself, or you call someone?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think, free dinner, and then I grab a cleaver, and then I go to town.
Then I don't know if I could, man. I don't know if I could.
Do people
kill a goose with
goose?
A cleaver?
Huh?
Yeah, do people eat geese?
Yes.
Is that like cooked goose?
Yeah, cooked goose.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder what it tastes like.
Goose.
Nearly
chicken. Believe it or not.
Oh wow!
You say that about everything.
Yeah. They do say that about everything. He's got a point.
Chicken.
You sound like a real idiot right now. They say that about everything.
Do they?
Fucking idiot, dude. They say that about everything.
Do you know it doesn't taste like chicken, but tastes better than chicken?
GamerSubs.gg.
There you go. Oh. GamerSubs, baby.
Mm.
GamerSubs.gg. Use code Misfits for 10% off your gaming energy needs. We got good flavors. What are you sipping on?
I'm sipping on some mango.
Some mango meta?
Shit.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It tastes nice.
It tastes nice? Is it energizing? Do you want to... Do you feel the erection coming?
Nope.
Semi?
Nope. Just flaccid.
A tingle?
Nope. Just feeling good.
Just feeling good.
Just feeling good on the gamer subs. No erection here.
I love...
We'll report back in 5 minutes.
Good. I love that...
Can you stand up for us real quick? Or...
Good. It's the best good ever. It's like a whisper.
I love that that it's so easy to tell when we're pivoting into an ad.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it because I get a certain energy about me?
Okay.
I get a little energetic? Maybe because I drank 4 times the recommended amount of Gamersubs today. Maybe it's because I had 8 scoops in a shot.
All right.
I think
do I look like a bitch to
yeah.
you?
No one yeah. thinks you're
like
a bitch.
Pussy?
No one's talking about you
no.
like a bitch.
Yeah. I'm not I a mean, bitch, no. nor everyone, am I a pussy.
Everyone thinks yeah. you're pretty
I'm
cool.
I'm a man.
And normal.
Okay. I'm yeah. a man that likes energy.
Yeah, we okay. know.
You're I'm
energized.
A gamer.
He's fired up.
I'm a trendsetter.
It's yeah, okay. it's the Gamer Subs minute right here.
You're a gamer?
Yeah.
I can tell.
Is it because...
it's because of those fire JBL headsets you've got
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep going? Or do you want me to take this one too?
Yeah, yeah, take it. You got this.
Yeah.
I'm all about this right now.
What does JBL stand for?
Wait.
Just banging listening.
Yeah. Wait, did JBL really make microphones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Speakers, headphones.
Yeah, these handstands come with mics.
Yeah, that's right. We're not using them right now.
Hmm.
Because this is a podcast, and podcasts use these mics.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Duh. Hmm.
I like they got the volume on the side. Then I can just like mute you guys. See, I can't hear anything you're saying right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, God.
Uh-huh. I wish I could mute just uh-huh. you.
Well, just say I had to turn it back
didn't
up.
Say anything.
I turned it up.
I didn't say anything.
I was turning it down.
I just missed it.
Well,
no, that was back up.
Now that that fucking shit show of a segue is over, what's next on the news?
Oh, you want more news, do you?
Of course I want more news.
I kind of like this news bit.
I want you to be slapping
me. You guys didn't even
news.
Talk about my hacker stole 780 gigabytes of data from EA thing.
Yeah,
you just started talking about other stuff. But to be fair, I don't really understand this article either. Police access safe WA app data.
WA?
For murder investigation.
Safe WA?
Attorney General John Quigley. That's his real name.
John Quigley.
Hey, it's me,
person,
Attorney General John Quigley.
Said police had legally issued two notices for the health department to hand over business checks or businesses' check-in data related to a murder and a stabbing case.
John Quigley.
Attorney General John Quigley.
Attorney General.
Yeah. What does that? What does the Attorney General mean?
He's just generally an attorney.
Whoa. Did you say WA as in WA?
Yeah, safe WA.
As in Western Australia?
Maybe.
Yeah probably not safe WA.
No, well,
it might be safe WA.
I think it's safe to say it's safe WA. Urgent legalization is being introduced into the WA Parliament today after police access QR code check-in information from the Safe WA app as part of a high-profile murder investigation. This is a little alarming.
Yeah, actually, how do you feel about that?
That's Mr. Quigley right there.
Oh, yeah. Can you?
It resembles a hard-boiled egg. That's not relevant to the article. It's just a little something I like to say.
He looks like a loaf of sourdough.
Okay.
Dude, that'd be some way.
John Quigley is just trying to get the information out here.
If you put glasses on a loaf of bread, it would look like
it. John Quigley.
Like a yeast starter. Anyway.
Oh my God, dude.
I got
John
talking.
Quigley's just trying to get by. What, dude?
Bro, he's just
help.
Trying to find the family.
Dude, we can't
I
say
like
this. We're going to get raided.
I like to imagine John Quigley has a lisp. I don't know, dude. It would just be so funny to be like,
I'm Attorney General John Quigley, and you're being investigated for murder. We tracked you through the Safe WA app.
If he was a mayor, he'd be Mayor Quigley.
Mayor Quigley.
Like Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons.
Wow.
That show about that guy that killed his wife.
Never seen it.
Mm.
Basically, the point of this article is, what the fuck did you just say? I was reading this shit trying to understand it, and something has just taken place on the podcast.
I was talking about that show, The Simpsons.
Haven't seen it.
Mayor Quigley.
Haven't seen it.
haven't seen it.
Basically, you know how you have to check in for COVID at restaurants?
Yeah.
The police are accessing that data.
Yeah, that doesn't seem...
To solve a murder case, which, you know, is like one of those things where it's
I don't
like,
know
well,
if that's that bad. Is it that bad?
Yeah, I mean, what? I guess it depends on where it leads, but
if I check in at a sex shop, are they gonna do that?
They're gonna silently judge you.
Well, I think being
you.
At the sex shop is the worst of your problems if you like killed someone, you know.
Well, what if I didn't kill someone? What if I was just checking?
Oh,
in?
You just want some killer deals?
Yeah.
That's just invasion of privacy. That's
slashing exactly. prices at the sex shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's this constant question of like, who has access to our information, and should they have access to our information?
Mm.
You know, especially if it's to help a good cause, like catching a stabber.
Stabber.
Yeah. That's called him what he is.
Serial stabber.
He's a serial stabber.
Stabber?
It was a stabbing.
Stabber, I barely know her.
Okay.
Barely know her.
Okay, I wasn't ready for that one.
That's not a good one, because that implies that if you got to know her, you might consider stabbing her. It's like,
well, yeah.
Stabber, I barely know her. It's like, well, it implies that you might stab her later.
Yeah, but why
according
would
to your phone logs, you've known each other for 2 months now.
Why would you stab a woman you barely know when you could stab one you do know?
honestly really true.
What are you saying? Really. You're not like one night stands or something? You don't like stabbing women?
There's a lot of sense in that.
Yeah. You know, why murder someone you don't know? Just murder someone you do know.
Well, most people murder people they do know.
You know, you give it a stabbing, and then you stab it.
Yes. Most crimes are crimes of passion.
You get in her gash, true. And then you give her another gash.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Gash and slash.
Yeah. Buys, whenever Buys talks about a vagina, he calls it a gash, and I just love it.
Yeah, it's a very Aussie gash. Thing.
I no, don't very UK like, thing. UK.
How do women bleed out their gash every month? Like, if you get a gash, dude, just fucking put a Band-Aid on it.
I can't be thinking about bleeding gashes, guys. Yeah. All right.
Do you think there would have had to have been at least one person in the world that when they got their first period, they put a fucking Band-Aid over it?
Yeah,
probably. I mean, is that kind of what like a pad is?
Just covered it up, sealed it off. Like, that's not good. I don't know why I didn't think to seal this up earlier. It's just a hole in me. A gaping wound.
Yeah, I should have
taken care of this.
A gaping wound. That is one way to describe a vagina.
Oh my goodness.
Bro.
Oh my goodness.
Come on.
Oh my goodness. This is CNN. I invite you on here to have an intellectual debate
about
certain articles of a wacky variety.
I'm so sorry,
and you're
Fitz.
Talking about
I'm
this
not
kind
taking
of
you seriously.
Nonsense. You're not.
I know.
You're not taking me seriously. You're not taking the American people seriously.
I love the American people.
We all do.
We all do. How could we not?
Yep. We are in the pocket of the U.S. government. The Misfits Podcast. Shilling
God
out.
Fucking bless Uncle Sam.
Let's go, Uncle Samuel.
Yes. Do you not answer to the U.S. president? You still answer to Uncle Sam? You're old school like that?
Mm.
Yeah.
Who is Uncle Sam?
Yeah, he's the old mate.
Isn't he kind of like really racist?
Dude, he grew up in a different time.
Okay, that's
okay?
What
he grew up in
say.
A different time. It was, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Trail of Tears was just like a fun activity back then. They just thought it would be like endurance training.
Yeah.
The what?
The Trail of Tears?
I don't know. I've not heard that before.
It's a roller coaster. It's a water slide.
Oh.
Have you really never heard of the Trail of Tears?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
I'm not American.
You're not American?
No.
And they say Americans are uneducated.
What's the Trail of Tears?
Explain.
You know what the Trail of Tears is?
I know of the Trail of Tears.
It's Andrew Jackson, one of the fucking presidents. He's on the $20 bill, ironically.
He was in the Jackson 5, right?
Yeah, he was in the Jackson 5. Yeah.
He was the Andrew in it.
Yeah.
He was Michael's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically took all of the Native Americans that lived in, like, the South and Eastern United States and said, hey.
And sent them down a water slide.
You are being moved. So pack up all your shit. We're going to march you out to the Western U.S. And it was hundreds of thousands of people died during that march.
Wow.
Yeah, awful. It was a genocide.
That's crazy. I should actually know about this because I'm reading a book about Native Americans right now, and it's about how would you say it? You probably know how it's pronounced. Osage, the massive county. It's basically a Native American tribe that got really rich off of oil way back in the day, and then there were certain murders linked to the beginning of the FBI. I've just started this book. I don't really know too much about it, but probably covers the Trail of Tears in that. So I'll keep reading. I'll get back to you in book club in a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you guys been reading?
You know.
Reading poems.
Classics.
Classics.
Yeah.
What kind?
Like the Bible.
You know.
Fucking.
Mein Kampf, Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
You know,
just the normal.
The good ones. Stuff.
Yeah.
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Lolita. Yeah.
What?
All the good shit.
Okay. Yeah.
My diary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister's diary.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
What color beard do you think is the best color beard? I think a white.
Yeah.
I was just thinking because you know how Uncle Sam has a white beard?
Yeah.
And Fitz was saying that Uncle Sam is racist, and I was thinking, well, kind of like, I feel like anyone with a white beard is racist.
It's just like any old man.
Like, what? Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, he
looks like a racist.
You think, how?
Okay, Father Christmas? You think he's racist?
Yeah. Why do you think there are certain places that don't celebrate Christmas?
Bro, Santa's black. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah, but he's got a white beard.
Okay, no, but that's the difference. A black person with a white beard is just a nice, humble, cute guy. But a white person with a white beard, probably a psychopath.
That makes no... It's just you just creating a wedge between people with beards for no reason. That's all you're doing.
I was just trying to figure out what the best... I was just trying to make a beard color tier list.
You're sowing seeds of discord.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having a white beard. I'm just saying that you are a racist.
So you're saying... Therefore, you're saying there's nothing wrong with being racist.
Oh shit. Oh, no. I'm not saying that. Right. The racism part, that's not good. But the white beard, that's fine.
That's a convoluted argument. One day you'll have a white beard and I'll be fucking judging you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why would I have a white beard?
Just because one day you will. You'll be like, you know what?
My white beard face. Well, some people get gray beards.
Yeah, well, that's true too. That's a gray area. It's hard to say whether they're racist or not, those folks.
Oh, no, I think a gray beard just is like a nice little salt and pepper.
Gray beard the pirate. Pirate. Yeah.
What's the way they call it? Silver fox? Little George Clooney action. You know what I mean?
Also in the news.
You guys think I just have unlimited articles?
Yeah.
I have three and I didn't read them before I started the show.
Wait, was it really only three?
No, the only other thing on this list is that David Dobrik uploaded a new video after a year-long
break.
Wait,
he uploaded a new video?
Which truly is scraping the bottom of the news barrel. Mm. He did upload a new barrel.
Did you guys watch it?
Well, he got in a bunch of trouble, didn't he, old Dobrik?
Why? What for?
Well, for being friends with Dirty Dom, who was a sex offender.
Oh, he's a dirty little dirty D, doesn't
alleged,
he?
Yeah, alleged sex offender.
Alleged.
He does kind of...
I don't know much about that shit.
I mean, I just don't know what you expect from a guy whose name is fucking Dirty Dom.
I also feel like you watch his videos...
Are you kidding me?
When you watch his videos, it does kind of feel like watching the Diary of a Sex Offender.
What? And who's the sex offender? David Dobrik or Dirty
Dom? No, not David Dobrik's voice.
I haven't seen... this other guy's vlogs.
Dirty Dom's vlogs are just like frat boy parties.
Mm. Yeah, well, I look, you know,
I'm not
back.
Saying he's a sex offender.
I don't know anything about this drama, so I'm not gonna fucking even get into that shit. Mm. But the point is that he's back, and that's the only thing left on the list.
I'd love to meet David Dobrik and do a cool video with him.
Yeah,
like maybe like I can get like on an excavator or something and have me like be spin around with no safety equipment or like, you know, regard for my own life. That'd be so cool.
That would be cool,
man.
Mm. It would make a great thumbnail.
Yeah,
if you were like just throwing through the air,
maybe
hit a rock or something.
Mm.
That'd be a great way to go.
We should film that.
We should film that.
I you know, did you guys keep up with the thing about Dream's face getting leaked?
Nope.
We should
or
not
keep up with it.
We should not talk about this.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because that shit is...
Monka asked about faces
getting
leaked.
I'm not talking about I'm not talking about his face getting leaked, allegedly. It probably wasn't his face. But I'm talking about what the there was this tweet that went big where this dude was like, Dream fucking catfished us. He led us to believe he was some cute little twink or something, and then he's not, which is so fucked up because just because he didn't show his face, people assume that he was this attractive dude.
Mm.
That's what happened to me.
This is weird. I don't get it. I assume Dream wasn't out there being like, "Hey, I'm a sexy little twink."
I'm pretty sure he went on the record saying, "I am a little baby twink with a fat dumpy." And I need some sloppy toppy. And he said that on the record.
Yeah, it's buried somewhere in a 7-page twit longer. He said that, allegedly. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think he wrote it in a bathtub at 3 a.m. So forgive him if it, you know, if there's spelling mistakes.
But what is that joke? Why is it in a bathtub at 3 a.m.?
He wrote a twit longer and he like prefaced the whole thing with like, "I'm writing this in the bath at 4 a.m. I think that was when he admitted to the speedrun thing. Yeah, or maybe not. I don't know. Dream is great, but he just needs to learn to just not fucking talk. Like, to just not say anything. Like, just to shut up.
Sounds like most people.
Yeah.
Sounds like us.
I don't think you need to write a fucking twit longer for every stupid, like, insignificant bit of drama that fucking unfolds.
Yeah, but come on, man. We all get in a bath at 4 a.m. and feel like, all right, time to crack the knuckles and write a twit longer.
Dude, but just drink red wine and jack off and then go to bed.
Don't jack off in the bath. That's disgusting.
Well, After the bath,
I suppose.
Not in the bath.
Anyway, the point is that, no one cares.
Yeah, monkey, Twitter stupid.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
I don't know, man. Ooh, ooh, et cetera. We're exactly. Just a bunch of little monkeys
on
this podcast
chimping
around.
We'll just continue the podcast through you. Ooh,
No, that we did that last week.
We do that a lot, actually.
We did that last week.
All right, let's pretend that we're the three of us, myself, Toby, and Matt, are exploring a jungle.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, a monkey starts getting increasingly aggressive at us while we're just trying to make conversation.
Yeah, so Fed's basically, I was walking through.
Okay, is that a monkey?
That is a monkey.
Yeah, so I was looking at the map. Yeah. I didn't realize we got... Yeah. Hey, a monkey! Hey, fuck, quiet down over there! Get out of here! Yeah, where's Steak at? I had the map backwards. That's why we lost.
Oh, so we're just in the middle of nowhere
now.
Hey, monkey!
Yeah. Hey! Are you a friendly monkey?
This monkey's really arcing up at us. Kind of alarming.
Hey, guys, look, you're poking with a stick.
Don't poke the monkey.
What's wrong? It's just a monkey. What's the monkey going to do?
He's going to literally rip your arms off, Matt.
No, I ain't.
Matt, you keep poking that monkey. He's going to rip your arms off.
Monkey's mad, boys.
And Matt's dead. But the monkey's chill with us. Would you like to join our expedition, little monkey?
Yeah. Right. Do you know how to read maps?
I think that's a yes.
It sounds like a yes.
It sounds like a
we
yes.
We can't swing on trees, though.
We're trying to get from here to here. What do you say about that? All right.
Yeah.
What we were thinking.
Yeah, all wrong way. Exactly.
Let's double back.
Yeah, we should have brought the car.
Several hours later, we emerge from the forest, dragging Matt's dead body behind us.
Yeah.
His arms have, we've tried to reattach them, but they're sort of a little bit limp and dangly.
Monkey on Fitz's shoulders.
That's right. He's calmed down. He's actually having a little nap on my shoulders, monkey.
He's a nice boy.
We find the van, we get in the van, and we drive back to the city with our new monkey friend.
Yeah.
We give Matt a proper burial, mash his teeth up into a little paste.
Yeah. Bury him underneath a dog.
Fuck's sake. Yes. Anyway, that was just a little bit of improv for you guys, if you can tell.
Yeah.
There wasn't actually a monkey here.
Yeah, we were.
I think I did the part. I think I really worked the part.
You did work the part, man.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get into voice acting as a monkey,
could probably do it.
Are there many voice acting jobs that are specifically for monkeys?
Sure.
Like real monkeys?
Yeah.
Like they put out a flyer like real monkeys only?
Yeah.
Audition?
Ooh.
They just post ads around the jungle.
Yeah.
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 What do you reckon?
Uh-huh.
Where would be the best place in the world to build a treehouse?
Okay, well, I'd start with a tree somewhere.
You're probably not a desert.
Yeah, probably not a desert.
Not in Antarctica.
Detroit. Property prices are pretty cheap. You can get a nice yard, good big tree.
True.
It's the massive tree.
Yeah, I wonder, look, if you could, it'd be pretty cool to buy a house, right? Or a plot of land. Everyone's like, oh, they're going to build a house there.
Mm.
And then you go, no, I'm going to plant a really big tree.
A single sapling, wait 75 years.
Yeah.
Build
a big redwood tree in the middle of an urban city. And then on top of it, build the Codename Kids Next Door headquarters.
Oh.
I always wanted that shit, dude.
Isn't there some legality around airspace that might be a problem?
Okay, we'll build it smaller.
Okay.
Smaller tree.
You're right.
400 feet under, you're good.
We'll get some anti-aircraft.
I don't think that's what he meant, but
we'll get our own little iron dome to go over the fucking the tree. You just plant it, you buy a plot of land, you plant a sapling in the middle, and you start setting up furniture around the sapling. And then you're just like, they're like, aren't you going to build a house? You're like, I'm just waiting for this to grow.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the shade to come in.
Yeah. Well, what we would do is build a house on top of the sapling. And then as the tree grows, it would lift the house.
Yeah.
And then you'd have the ultimate tree house.
You just like bone meal it and then it'll like instant.
Yeah. Are you sure you wouldn't just end up having roots kind of go through your floor and fuck up your house and basically damage your investment?
Yeah. My house doesn't usually see any roots.
Okay. Like in a sexual capacity or like,
sexual capacity.
Yeah, no roots.
No, I've just got
house.
No trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's a sad brick desolate house. Barren house indeed, Toby.
Yeah, my house has a satellite dish in it for some reason. Like a really, really big satellite dish.
In the yard or inside the house?
In the yard.
Mm.
Wow, you do any channel surfing?
No.
No?
No. Like
when was the last time that you went channel surfing? When was the last time that you guys went on the guide?
I haven't
on TV.
I haven't been on. I genuinely don't remember the last time I watched normal TV.
Really?
It was that long ago.
Yeah, I watched it when I visited home with my parents. I watched a little bit of normal TV, but I couldn't stand it. You know, it was.
What's so bad about it?
Ads. It's normal. You have to wait for iCarly to come on. It's not on demand. You know.
Really?
Is
there not an iCarly channel?
You'd think there would be. It's that good. But no.
There should be a channel just for all the best cartoons.
Oh, yeah, like the internet?
Like this. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We could make it a platform in which we can just upload whatever we want.
Some kind of
did you know
some
that,
kind of system.
Did you know that YouTube started as a dating platform?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy? It was a dating platform where you could upload a video and talk about yourself. And then they decided to pivot and turn it into just a place where you can upload videos.
Wow. That's fascinating. So people would use just upload video dating profiles.
Yeah, of them
yeah,
jacking
be some
off.
Fucking nerd being like, hey, guys, I'm at a zoo. Look, it's me at the zoo. Fucking,
yeah. That was we'll the first video, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was
the first video.
It was called YouTube because it was about you getting into a tube.
Getting the
or,
fucking tube.
Or a tube getting to you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Either way, you and tube coming together.
Mm. All right, Toby, could you just give us a quick dating profile for yourself?
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Toby. I'm 23 years old. I love going to church, walking down the beach, and clubbing seals.
Clubbing seals.
This is like two truths and a lie, right?
Yep.
And it's got to be going to church is the lie, right?
Yeah,
it's
don't go to church. I really want to climb some mountains, maybe like Mount Everest or something. So if you're an adventure type, you'd love me. Well, you might not love me yet, haven't done any yet, but hoping to in the future. Basically, I just want someone to take me out, kind of show me the world, show me an adventure, and I think that might be you.
Are you sure you're looking for a romantic partner or a fucking Sherpa?
What's a Sherpa?
Someone who takes you up a mountain or on a quest of sorts, who escorts you on a dangerous journey.
Well,
upwards.
No, because I want to have sex with them on the mountain.
Okay, so you want like a Sherpa with benefits.
Yeah, a little Sherpa with benefits action. So anyway, if you like me, my number is 04.
Just give them your number.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, I would love to climb Mount Everest. Not to reach the peak or anything like stupid like that, but I just want to see all the fucking frozen in time dead bodies,
right?
Dead bodies littering Everest.
Swagger loves death.
You think it's what it's like? It's just a hill of corpses.
It is, bro.
They use them as like
the
markers.
Fucking mountains. Like,
yeah, it's the dead
hill
guy
of fucking dead
yeah,
people.
Okay, don't yell at me. It'll be a fucking American yelling show over here on the side of the table.
Everyone's
it's not like
wrong
there's all those like arms sticking out of the side of Mount Everest and frozen faces looking horrified. You know, for sure people have died, but it's not.
No,
like,
there's like a lot.
A lot.
It's not like
it's
you're
hundreds.
Walking up and you're just seeing corpse after corpse.
No, you are.
You are.
You are.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys have been to Everest and seen it for yourselves.
I've seen plenty there's of documentaries. People go up the mountain. You're like, oh, there's green boots. Yeah, you know how he got that name? He's wearing green boots because he died with green boots on.
You know,
yeah, but you know, it's not quite the picture you're painting. I don't believe.
You know, in New Zealand, on the $5 note, we have a guy that climbed mountains.
He was
really?
Actually
Sir Edmund Hillary Clinton.
He was actually the second person to climb to the top.
Yeah,
along
and
with Tenzin Norgay.
And now he's on the $5 note in New Zealand.
New Zealanders so. Love climbing Mount Everest. It's like that developer
yeah.
Dean Hall for DayZ.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Would you rather finish your video game that's been in early access for 5 years, or climb Mount Everest for the third time?
I can totally
He's climbed it three
it.
Times?
I think he's done twice.
What's
or
the
three?
Point after the first one?
He just likes climbing mountains, dude. You
know? Surely there's other mountains to climb, although I guess it wouldn't quite match up.
Once you've climbed the biggest mountain, also all you want to do is climb that
although
big mountain.
Although I feel like...
Then you wait until you can go to Mars, and then you climb Olympus Mons.
How big's that?
It's like three times the size of Everest.
Ooh, big one.
Mm, yeah, but is it snowy?
No,
yeah,
it's
so
Mars.
It's
sandy
yeah,
and rocky.
Not as cool, is it?
Yeah, it's cold.
There's probably not going to be any frozen bodies.
It's cold, not a lot of oxygen, a lot of radiation, you know.
Yeah, but you wear a spacesuit.
Yeah, but that would be so much harder to climb up a mountain.
What's the gravity like on Mars?
One third.
So that's
Can
a little
like
easier.
It would be a little easier, but I feel like maybe not. Maybe not immediately.
Because
like you're going to go there and you're going to... It's like when people went to the moon... And it was like, what, an eighth
yeah,
Earth gravity?
That happened.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's ridiculous.
And they were like, they would b-hop, essentially, uh-huh. Bunny hopping mm-hmm. is what they called it, because it would just jump around because you couldn't walk.
Bro, right. The footage just slowed down, bro. What do you mean? They're walking just fine.
Bro, they took the knife out. They were hitting the b-hops. They were surfing. It was good.
Man. Don't run with a knife on the moon. It's a rule one.
Well, I think it'd probably be relatively safe.
What?
What happens? Oh, I dropped it.
Hang on, there's a knife slowly coming towards you.
I wonder, like, if you shot a gun on space in space,
yeah.
And let's say hypothetically it was able to ignite and work, would it just keep going at the same speed that it left the chamber?
Yeah.
Well, in space,
like forever.
Yes, I mean, yes. and you would go back.
Yeah, the same amount.
The same amount in the opposite direction.
Wait, so would you ever stop?
Well, would you ever stop? No.
You would probably be touching some particles that would be offering resistance, but
no, there would be little to no drag.
Yeah, but like eventually you're gonna hit some stuff, right? That's my
eventually.
Down.
Yeah. Well, that's the space thing. It's like if you're stuck and you're floating away from like the station, whatever. They had ideas to fit out like fucking like 1 kg like ball bearings or whatever to spacesuits. And this is like concept shit. So yeah, the idea is like, you know, they're still and they're not tumbling, and they're getting away from their spacecraft. What they do is they'd, you know, take out one of the big weights and then they would throw it and then it would push them towards the spacecraft. Yeah. That was the idea.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting how they do so much research for movies.
Yeah. Why would they do that, right?
Yeah.
It's like unreal.
Like
with the amount of plot line,
with the amount of research they did, they could have just actually gone to the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Movies, huh?
What?
I don't know what to...
Would you guys go
I was
to
just trying to say the moon landing was fake. It didn't hit. It's fine.
Oh, I see.
It's
would you,
fine.
Would you go
I
to the
understand.
Moon?
I understand.
Would you ever go?
Where have
If it was easy.
Well, it wouldn't be easy, but would you go?
Well, if they made like some crazy rocket that could get me there in like a week.
No, yeah. It's a 3-day journey.
It's only a 3-day journey to the moon?
It's like, it's like 3-day round trip or something.
Oh, yeah, I'd go to the moon.
Yeah.
Just have a little picnic.
Would you ever go to Mars?
If I had a reason to.
No one would ever have a reason to.
What if we're moving?
Yeah, what if I'm moving homes?
Yeah.
They have sick deals on Teslas over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the real estate's really expensive here.
It's ridiculous, actually.
Do you reckon real estate on Mars is going to be expensive? Do you reckon you have to buy it? Or do you reckon you just get there and they're like, okay, you live here?
Yeah, that's exactly, they'll literally partition shit out for you, yeah.
So the first people
who
on Mars are just going to have shitloads of property?
Yeah, they're going to have a whole planet worth of property.
Oh, dude, we should move to Mars.
Who
we
owns
could be
Mars?
So rich.
Nobody owns Mars.
So you're saying that there's a lot of free real estate there.
I think Matt Damon owns it.
Is that just the reference to the movie?
The Martian.
The Martian? Yeah. Matt Damon? Okay.
He claimed
okay,
it.
Okay, Toby.
Wait, does America own the moon?
No.
But they put a flag
should.
On it.
They should.
So no one owns it, which means it's up for grabs.
No.
Ooh.
What? Mm-mm. What? So if you okay, dude.
They signed treaties about this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the
it's
treaty
like
say?
It's like nobody, no actual Earth country, or business can. Well, maybe not for business anymore. But it was.
Wait,
no,
I could buy the moon as a business?
No. Well, it's like I think in the treaty, it's like there's settlers' rights. So like, if you expend your resources to like create a base on Mars or on the moon, like, you know, if it's on the moon, I feel like, you know, it would have to be an international thing. It would be like an international space station,
yeah.
Except on the moon. It would be a, you know...
International
like,
moon station.
Yeah, to that degree. But for Mars, like, if Elon makes, you know, a whole fucking colony on Mars, like... He pretty much owns it. Nobody owns
dude.
It. Like, you know, it would have to be its own independent state, its own independent colony. Because Earth can't do shit about it either way.
Okay.
And that's just the way that it is.
So we should move to another planet, because then it'll be ours.
We should really get cracking on that.
So I mean, instead, we shouldn't get the ranch anymore.
Yeah, we'll get the space ranch.
We should get a planet.
Haven't you heard of the thing where NASA landed a rover on the moon, or it was Mars, and some dude made a bunch of legitimate like paperwork and then marked like the spot that it landed as parking space 27, and then sent them a parking ticket
for
parking on his land. And then they denied it because of treaties saying that nobody can actually... own a stake unless they have, you know, the power to enforce their
yeah, but
know,
he parks
their
first.
Territory.
That's his parking spot. That's how it works.
Mm.
No stake. What I picked
yeah,
up on that.
That's the biggest problem about space.
No stake.
It smells like steak.
Really?
Yeah, burnt steak, right?
Burnt steak.
Oh,
yeah.
Does that mean you're having a stroke or something?
No, that's burnt toast.
Burnt toast. Oh. No, that smell apparently comes from either metals leaching out of the space station, or just like the rocketry,
sorry,
or it's just like the actual moon regolith, like has
what is that
smell.
Word?
And what
regolith?
Sounds like a Viking.
It's like the moon soil.
Okay.
Regolith.
Why don't they just call it moon soil?
Like, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
compared to Royal.
Regolith.
Actually, Regolith. Regolith.
All right. Well, let's go. Then. Let's go to the moon.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
How much money do we need to go fund?
Say it's 100K.
What? We could get to the moon for 100K?
Yeah,
probably. Why aren't people just going to the moon?
No, in like 40 fucking years. When
okay.
It's like,
I mean right now.
You cannot go to the moon right now.
Why
surely,
not?
Surely sooner. Surely in the next 5 to 10, you'll be able to buy a trip to the moon, no?
Nah.
No, I think...
You don't think...
Not until they have a colony, man.
Yeah, so they auctioned off some shit. I thought it was 200K.
Yeah, it's to go... It has to go around. That's
yeah,
not,
yeah,
to land.
Yeah.
To,
was that,
not to land.
Was that Virgin?
It.
It's 150 million a seat.
Oh.
Ooh.
A little bit off.
Well, just buy crypto, and then
who's
by the time
with?
It's there,
who's
you'll be
good.
Was it Virgin?
It says Circumlunar Flyby.
Yeah, with who?
The Earth is circumcised?
That's all it's telling me.
They have, like, Spirit Airlines of that, where it's, like, budget. Just
yeah,
no luggage.
You get on a fucking Jetstar into the moon?
Yeah.
I mean, how much... You don't think SpaceX could go to the moon right now?
They could.
Yeah, so theoretically, then you could go to the moon.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah.
I'm
just
I don't
saying,
know if you know this, but there's not a lot
need?
Going on up there at this time.
Yeah, I just want to visit.
Right, I just want to pop and check in.
Yeah.
Yeah, be like, well, look at the view's nice.
Oh, this
but
is cool. All right, let's head
home.
Instagram
photos
are very...
and like the clout you'd have posting there, you know? Surely I'd make up for it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, guys, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the moon.
Yeah. that's okay. I mean, I think ending it in the moon is the best thing to do.
What, the podcast?
Our lives and the podcast.
Yeah.
Ending it in the moon.
I think if you retire, you just fly to the moon, spend all your money on one ticket, and then
fuck
just...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, tune in 20 years to see the Misfits podcast in space, and
whoa,
then on the moon, and whoa, then, uh-oh, it's depressurized. 3 of us have died.
Yeah.
It's just like, it becomes the journal of one of us just desperately trying to contact Earth. Hello and welcome
26.
Back to Mrs. Podcast. I have been on this planet for 300 days now. All of my co-hosts are dead.
Please
I
bring
had
me
to
back.
Eat
rate this 5 stars if you can hear me. All right, guys, that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
How are we feeling?
Tired.
Well, thanks, Swagger.
Yeah, you really brought the mood down.
Yeah, come on, man. I thought you were a fun space
wait,
guy.
Hold on, you're right.
Yeah, chuck that gamer sub. Start GG code Misfits. Chuck it down. Get energized.
Oh, he really had a decent amount there.
Threw the mask as well.
Very good. Now I have energy.
The mango
that's
meta
how
is
it works.
So good. So good.
You know what else is so good? Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Find out next week. Bye.
Bye.